This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister confident of raising funds to fill budget gap. Citizen Security and Justice Program CSJP3 allocated $145 million in next fiscal year. And Energy Minister urges Jamaicans to practice conservation. The news in detail after this message.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, is now located on the ground floor, Dorchester Building, 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5. Please note that the entrance to our office is on Norwood Avenue. Our telephone number remains the same. Call us at 968-4545. Remember, JSIF is now located at 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5, entrance on Norwood Avenue. JSIF, investing for community development.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says he's confident the government will raise the funds needed to fill the approximately $8.5 billion gap in the 2015-2016 budget. This after the government narrowly missed out on the International Monetary Fund IMF target for tax revenue collection for the October to December quarter of 2014. Dr. Phillips had previously indicated that the government will focus on getting individuals and companies to comply with their tax, tariff, and other financial obligations rather than imposing new revenue measures in the upcoming fiscal year. He says he's confident that the recently passed legislation, as well as new regulations relating to withholding tax and transfer pricing, among other measures, will yield the desired results.
All of those things give me a relatively high degree of confidence that the compliance measures will work, in addition to the fact that the new tax legislation that has been passed is now going to allow the tax administration of Jamaica much greater power as far as access to information to identify tax cheats and others and bring them to book.
Dr. Phillips was speaking with JIS News at a recent press conference for the 7th review of the IMF staff mission to Jamaica. Addressing the negative impact of HIV/AIDS on the workforce continues to be a top priority for the Occupational Safety and Health Department in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. Director of the department, Robert Chung, says the stigma and discrimination associated with the virus have had a negative impact on workplaces over the years. He says addressing the issue is vital to national development.
At present, we are working on several projects in the ministry. We have our own internal program that we hope to roll out in all the public sector workplaces in Jamaica. But we also have programs that we are now implementing in the private sector side of it. And so the impact of HIV and AIDS is one of those psychosocial hazards that are so important now to correct going forward, so that we can have the type of workplace and workforce that is conducive not only to productivity, but to development.
Mr. Chung says the initiatives being put in place will ensure that stigma and discrimination is adequately addressed. The Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP3, is set to receive a cash injection of $145 million to carry out its work during the new fiscal year. The money will go towards enhancing citizen security and justice in targeted communities through the increased use of gender-responsive justice services. Of the sum, $14 million will be used for the provision of victim support services, $30 million for the provision of legal aid service to clients, and $22 million for capacity building in the mediation process. Additionally, $49 million will be used for the delivery of restorative justice processes in communities and $19 million for training in child diversion processes. And Energy Minister Philip Paulwell is encouraging Jamaicans to practice greater levels of energy conservation and efficiency. This as the government seeks to lower fuel costs by pursuing several projects to diversify the country's energy mix. These include the construction of 2 wind farms and a solar energy system. Noting that the country spends an annual $2 billion on energy, Minister Paulwell says it will take collective effort to reduce the energy bill.
This energy situation won't go with this fleeting period of low oil price. The crisis will be with us forever if we do not do the changes now that are absolutely necessary. We have to get a change in our entire behavior. It has to change at government, but also at the private sector and individual level.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at a breakfast workshop with media practitioners in Kingston on Friday. That was the JIS News. I'm Aurora Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.